So from being from Germany, do you have any intentions or interests on going like on tour, like in the United States?
Actually, yes. Since we got a pretty huge fan base in the US.
Yep.
We had a lot of sales to the US from our LPs and CDs. And right now we're just waiting for, for invitations, you know, so right. We can actually play in the US, because for me, that would be absolutely great, because I got some relatives in the US as well. So that would be a great opportunity to visit them as well.
Right. I feel like if you guys did come to US, it would have to be like a tour, like to make your time worth it, like a long tour. I don't know, a couple weeks. Because I feel like plane tickets from Germany are probably pretty pricey.
Yes, that's absolutely right. But, you know, in the end, if there is any, if there are any, I don't know what it's called, bookers that want to get us to the US, they, of course, have to pay for the plane tickets.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. Exactly. They need to be doing something. Shit.
Exactly.
So who would you tour with?
Well, that's a really good question. Our lead guitarist, our new lead guitarist, as well, plays in a US band that is coming to Germany sometimes. His band is called Escarnium. Do you know them?
I didn't. What are they called?
Escarnium.
I'll have to check them out, actually.
You really have to.
Shit, I'm from the United States. I should know that.
Yes, of course you should know that. Yeah, but, you know, so that's a pretty good question. I don't really know. Maybe Escarnium there are so many bands in the US, like black metal bands as well.
And
there's just too many to choose from. But I don't really know. Escarnium maybe, and what about Inquisition, even though they got some... had some problems with, I don't know, was it for real with this child porn stuff? I don't really know. But
right.
I really do dig their music, and it would be a great opportunity, actually, to come to the US and tour with Inquisition.
Hell yeah.
Yes.
Well, let's make that happen. Rochester, New York, you better make a stop if it does.
Yes.
So what's the first thing that comes to mind when somebody says black metal?
When somebody says black metal, I would say nowadays black metal is a little bit, it tends to become a little bit weirder. Mm-hmm. Because there are so many people that that think, hey, you know, I can play some riffs on my guitar, so and I can program some drums, so I'm gonna set up a new black metal band, you know.
Yep.
And to me, black metal is really a kind of art, and I think I don't know. I think people should just stay out that just don't really get what black metal really means.
Right.
You know, because black metal is not only playing fast riffs and having blast beats on drums and everything. It's as well something that you can get your insights out by writing lyrics that are really meaningful.
Right.
Yeah, and just singing or screaming about Satan and burning churches and everything like that. Come on, man. That's like 90s crap, and nobody does that anymore.
Right. So, I mean, this goes right off of that. What's your favorite and or least favorite thing about performing or recording black metal?
My favorite thing actually about recording black metal is... I'm gonna try to find the right words for that. For me, it's I am playing the guitars, and I am as well doing the lyrics. I am a vocalist as well, and for me, it's kind of awesome to see that all those songs that I've been writing for the last 6, 7, 8 months actually come to life. And
right.
For me,
yep, totally agree.
Yeah, and for me, it's really an awesome feeling. Performing or performance wise, for me, it's really cool because we put on corpse paint, and for us, yep. Corpse paint is kind of when I'm actually performing on stage. For me, that's not really me, you know, my real self, but it's more like my inner self that I'm showing to the outside, and I'm kind of wearing this mask. And mm-hmm. for me, this means freedom. Actually, I had some problems like 2 or 3 years ago because I actually got seriously ill. I drifted into severe depression and anxiety disorder and panic attacks, and during our performances I was having panic attacks and nobody was noticing actually. And for really? Me, yes. And for me, that was a really, really hard time to actually keep on performing and just not leaving the stage because I couldn't take it anymore.
Gotcha.
Yes.
Yeah. I think corpse paint means more than just like the paint. You know, like I've seen bands get up there, many bands in Rochester that show up with corpse paint from out of states and stuff, but they actually like mean what they're saying. You know, like they go out of their way to like, you know, take that next step. You know, they just don't get on stage and just start strumming shit. Like they actually mean what they're freaking saying.
Yeah, exactly. So. But for us, it's more like not really a corpse paint, but for us, it's more like a war paint. Mm-hmm. Actually giving a face to actually what we are trying to transport.
Right.
And for us, it's more like a war against all the odds and against everything, and just not being corpses on stage that are just performing some weird, loud, fuzzy music.
Right. Yep. So what would you say you cherish the most from the, you know, very good anticipated album, Anti-Terrestrial Black Metal?
From Anti-Terrestrial Black Metal.
Correct. Yeah.
Yeah. What I do perish the most, or what did you mean?
Like you cherish, like after releasing that album, what are you like most proud about?
I'm most proud about the outcome and about the buzz that the album actually caused during the black metal world. You know, we actually didn't count on that, or we actually didn't we didn't know what was coming towards us. After releasing the album, and for us, it was like, you know, every day there were like coming in like orders from all over the world. It was really from the US to Finland, Sweden, Russia, South Korea, and from everywhere. And we were like, holy shit, what's going on here? And actually, and we were pretty surprised about the outcome because we thought, you know, maybe we really do have a point here with this album.
Yeah, no, for sure. That album really opened my eyes. Like, because I listened to that YouTube channel that shared it a lot, and that one stuck out to me, like, amongst all their other freaking tunes.
Yes, I really do hear that pretty often, that a lot of people actually, and as well young people, actually got some kind of, this album helped a lot of people to actually get into black metal.
Yep.
But for some reason, I don't really know what happened after it. You know, if I watch the channel and I watch look at the views that are actually rising every day from day to day, there are like almost 500,000 now, which is really a lot for just a black metal album. And right. But for some reason, the scene, especially here in Germany, doesn't really, it doesn't really take us serious enough, I guess.
Yeah, and I actually had a question off of that, you know.
Yeah.
Being from Germany, because I've never been there, what's the most attended metal shows, genre-wise?
I would say that the most attended metal shows are just classic heavy metal shows. Mm-hmm. Classic heavy metal, maybe speed metal, because my brother as well is in a very awesome speed metal band called Messerschmitt. You should really check those guys out. They're really okay. Awesome. Yeah. And those are the shows that are actually where you get the most attendees. But black metal shows and death metal shows are not that much attended. And I think it's because there is just too many black and death metal bands going around here, especially in Germany. And it's really, really hard to drag people to, you know, to those locations, because they can get a black metal or a death metal show anywhere. And yeah, you know, it's not really, how should I say that?
It's not very like, you know, I don't know, thriving.
No, it's not really thriving for those people. No, exactly.
So, you know, is there a lot of bars or like venues where you're at, or is it very, you know, limited?
It actually is really limited, because, you know, we of course do have a lot of opportunities to play in bars or some smaller venues or anything like that. But for us, it's not about playing just anywhere to gather some fame or something like that, you know, because we think, or at least I think, that for us, it is better to play shows that actually mean something to us. You know, if we can play together with other bands that we really do like ourselves, and that is the most awesome thing for us to do. You know, of course, we could play a show. Okay, not at this moment because of this fucking Corona shit going on. Yep. we just really don't want to play everywhere just to gather some fame and play
the Motley Crue shit.
Yeah, exactly, Motley Crue shit. Exactly.
So, hell yeah. What's your favorite Dark Funeral? I messed that up. What's your favorite Dark Funeral record?
My favorite Dark Funeral record. Actually, I gotta say that I am not that much into Dark Funeral.
Damn.
Yes, I'm really not. But if if you force me to choose one Dark Funeral album, I would say Vobiscum Satanas. Yes.
Hell yes.
That's a fucking great album.
Yep. That's a great one.
Exactly.
So, talking about weird black metal, you know, anybody could pick up an interface and do this shit nowadays. What's your opinion on post-black metal or black gaze?
I think that black metal itself is okay that it progresses a bit. And post-black metal is okay. Black gaze is okay to me. I actually do like some bands out of this genre. For example, I really dig Alcest. I really like those guys. I really love their music. To me, that's kind of the blueprint of black gaze to me. And post-black metal, you know, there are some good bands out there. Sometimes listening to Harakiri for the Sky, for example.
Yes, I love them.
I really like this album, Aoki Gahara. That's an album that...
That's the exact one I was going to mention.
Yeah, exactly. That's a really good record, you know. And for me, that's not really a classic black metal. It's just like you said, it's post-black metal. But it's okay. It's okay for music all over. It's okay for music that it actually evolves.
Right. Awesome. Yeah, that's a good answer. You know, like I honestly was expecting like, I'm not a fan, but
okay. Sweet. Why did you expect that?
I don't know. Like a lot of my friends that listen to black metal, they strictly listen to raw, like Mayhem, just straightforward black metal.
Yeah. Okay.
So anytime I talk with a band about black metal, that's one of my questions. So, you know,
okay.
Like, do you listen to anything weird? Like, I don't know. Other than black metal.
I actually really do listen to a lot of music outside of black metal because, for example, I grew up listening to Dream Theater. My dad, when I was around 6 years old or something, my dad actually, always burnt me some CDs. You know, that was the time where he could, get music for free from Kaza and
steal everything.
Yeah, exactly. And, he always, burnt me, CDs with, some music on it. And, yes, I was listening to Dream Theater and Porcupine Tree and all this, all this progressive stuff. And for me, it's still awesome for me to actually listen to progressive music. Do you know this one band, Tesseract?
Yeah, actually, I've seen them live.
Yes. I really would love to see them live. But for me, this is something really cool going on in the progressive scene right now.
Yep.
And, you know, that's another thing that I was talking about, that for me, music has to evolve to actually stay alive and stay fresh.
Yep. Right. Bringing it back to Dream Theater. Images and Words, that album kicks ass. I used to listen to that when I was younger.
Yeah.
That really kind of brought me into metal. Now I think about it.
Yes.
Bring me back.
You know, that's odd because it brought me into metal as well, I think. Because pull me under, exactly. And you know, all this other awesome stuff on this album, but for me, Images and Words is not their best album. I think Awake is absolutely the most kick-ass album ever recorded in progressive history to me.
Yep.
I even got an LP from Awake signed by the guys in my shelf here, and I'm really proud of that thing. Yes.
John Petrucci, man, if I ever meet that guy, I'm gonna say, hey, man, can you give me some lessons?
yeah, okay, but I think he's actually too far away.
Yeah, exactly. So when it comes to recording, Maggoth, are the drums MIDI'd out? Do you self-record?
When we are writing music, or when I am writing music, because most of the music, let's say 99% of the music, I am writing all that music. And when I am actually starting to record or build a song, for me, it's more like a building. I am using MIDI files, just in Cubase, Pro Tools. Mm-hmm. And I'm just going with the flow then. I'm just having some idea for a riff. And then I am actually just starting to record whatever comes to my mind. And then I'm starting to refine the drums and everything like that. But when we are going into the studio, of course, we are all recording that stuff for real with a real drummer.
So right on. So you do pre-production, that's what you're saying, when you write the music and then you actually record. Yeah, because I was like, holy shit, man, the drums are so freaking tight.
Yes.
Like, I was like, dude, it's got to be. Like, it's perfectly on click.
Yes. So. Yeah, but we had a really good drummer when we were recording Anti-Terrestrial Black Metal and Zeitgeist Dystopia. Unfortunately, all those guys stepped out of the band I don't know, it was in the beginning of 2019 when I was at my lowest point. I had to go into a hospital because of my severe depression and because of my anxiety disorder. And during this time, I had to shake off some ballast. So we all decided that they are going to step out of the band and that I just carry on the mega thing for myself with other guys.
You got a new lineup, though, I just saw.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm very happy about that, actually, because those guys are really awesome musicians. They're really cool guys. They're humble guys. And I think they really do get what my intention is with Magath. And that's the most important thing to me, that they understand what I am doing and that they actually as well understand that I am writing the songs and that they, of course, are allowed to participate in writing the songs, but mm-hmm. that I actually do have the last word. If I say, you know, nah, that's not really fitting to this song, then I just, refuse their ideas. But they're not mad on me because of that. They know that I've got my vision with Magath and they are actually... they just go with the tide.
Yeah, sometimes it's got to be like that, man.
Yes.
I've been saying this from the beginning of this podcast to every person. The less people when writing music is better.
Yeah,
exactly. It's a freaking disaster. If you try to get six people in a room to write music, it will never happen.
That's exactly my thought, too. You know, in Germany we say... zu viele Köche verderben den Brei. And in English, that means too many cooks spoil the soup. And that's exactly that. Yeah.
That I feel like that sums it all up.
Yes, that exactly. Really
hell yeah. That's honestly all the questions I had. Do you want to promote anything at the end here?
Yes, I would like to announce that we are actually, we are done with the songwriting for our third album. It's finished, and during the next weeks, we are going to the studio to record the first single of that album. And we are pretty much looking forward for the outcome because of the demos that I already got here, and I have listened to those demos a lot, and my guys listened to this demos a lot. Mm-hmm. And I think we got some negative reviews to our last album, Zeitgeist Dystopia, because I am not happy. I'm not 100% happy with this album too. Because it was, you know, I had too much pressure on me. Shaknar, our old guitarist, just wanted me to rush through the songwriting and the recording, and he wanted everything to be like he wanted it to be, and that was not Magath anymore, man. And you know, I'm pretty happy that I got rid of that guy. And that I can carry on the same thing that I did with Anti-Terrestrial Black Metal. And I think the new album is gonna be a pretty awesome record. I can tell you
that. It's
gonna
be a hit. It's gonna be the next hit.
Yeah, I really hope so too. Because, you know, for me, in my guts, this album just feels right. And that's the most important thing for me.
Yep. I feel the same way. If I write something and it sounds like shit and I'm like, damn, this is really bad, it is going to be bad.
Exactly.
But if you say, this is, you know, the best work I've done, it's going to be. So.
Yeah, it really will be. I don't know if it's the best work I've done, but for me, it's the most mature songwriting I've done to date, and I think it's gonna be an awesome album. Since it's gonna be released via Ferocious Records from mm-hmm. the US, that's our first ever label we had, and I'm pretty confident that this album is gonna go through the roof. And keep your eyes open, because I think around July our first single will be out.